Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our series on eye conditions, we have Natalie, Marcia and Jordan with us. They are going to talk about sticklers. Marcia is Natalie's daughter and Jordan is Natalie's nephew, and both Marcia and Jordan have sticklers. So if we come to you first, Nat, as a mum, do you want to tell us what sticklers is first?
Sticklers is a connective tissue disorder that can affect the eyes, the ears and the joints, and sometimes can affect the internal organs because of the nature of the beast, you know, because of the connective tissue.
Okay.
And it has affected Marcia with her, she's registered partially sighted. She's also wears bilateral hearing aids and has severe arthritis in her back and knees and ankles.
Okay.
And oh, and a wrist, what, sorry. She's just whispering.
And what about Jordan? How's it affected Jordan?
Jordan is not registered anything yet. However, his sight is worse than Marcia's, but he's not registered as partially sighted as yet. He is also wears bilateral hearing aids, and his joints are affected a bit less than Marcia's, luckily, at the moment. But it's your knees, isn't it, Jordan? Yeah. I think, yeah. And his joints quite often dislocate as well.
Oh, ouch.
Which is part of it as well.
Hi, Natalie. It's Tracy, VI Talk.
Hiya.
Just wondering how difficult it's been to get a diagnosis of any of this for either of them.
Well, it was very easy because because of Marcia's dad and granddad, we already knew about the sticklers. And when I was pregnant with Marcia, I went for genetic counselling, basically, to find out. They said that it would be 50-50 as to whether our children had sticklers or didn't. Mm-hmm. And I've had two little girls and they both had sticklers. So that's not 50-50 to me, but, you know, mm-hmm. you know.
So was that present at birth then?
It was, yeah. Both of them had quite severe cleft palates, which is also part of the syndrome. It's Pierre-Robin sequence, which is a small jaw and cleft palate, basically.
And was there any blood tests that were needed to be taken to confirm the
there diagnosis? Was, yeah. They had blood tests down at Adam Brooks. Mr. Sneed is the leading specialist for sticklers in the country, and Marcia was about two, I think, when they diagnosed it properly, but obviously we knew before that because of the cleft palate in Jordan and in Marcia. Marcia had her cleft palate repaired at 6 months and Jordan had his done at two. So there was a big difference in areas on when they had the palates repaired or not.
So what was that like for you as a visually impaired parent yourself? I know you had some useful vision when Marcy was born, didn't you, Nat?
Yeah.
But what was that like for you to know that she wouldn't, you know, well, it's not just a visual impairment, is it? It's the other things that go with it as well. How did you cope with that?
Well, it was... It's a hard thing to say, really, because Jordan was 3 months older than Marcia, I'd already had experience with feeding Jordan and doing the things for Jordan that, you know, needed because of the cleft palate and things. It's quite hard feeding a baby that's got a cleft palate because you have to make sure that, obviously, like any baby, you have to make sure the tongue's down at all times. But... because the tongue can get stuck against the roof of the mouth with a baby with a cleft palate. And also the milk tends to come back out of their nose rather than down their throat. So they've got to be in the right position as well. And if they're not, then they can choke on the milk and they turn blue very quickly. But as a sight impaired person, it wasn't, it was quite easy to know when this was happening because there's a lot more feel involved than seeing. And it was quite easy to feed her and to feed Jordan, actually, because for me, not being able to see was probably better. Because I'd get on with it and do it, whereas somebody who could see was quite worried about whether they were going to do it wrong, whether it was coming back down the nose, and I was just bothered about getting the food down their throat, never mind anywhere else. It worked quite well for me not being able to see, to be honest with you.
So if we come to Marcia and Jordan, of course. So Marcia, how old were you when you realised that you had sticklers? Did you know sort of right from, you know, right as soon as you were able to understand, did your mum sort of talk about it with you or?
Yeah, I've known about it for as long as I can remember. It's complicated at times, but at other times it can have its advantages.
Do you want to tell us about that?
In the line of a roller coaster.
What did you say, George?
In the line of a roller coaster. Yeah.
It can take its advantages of, it may be quite painful, but
yeah.
It still has that thing of, you're in bed. Sometimes when your back gets painful, sometimes you stay in bed, and that can be an advantage. Especially with a cozy bed.
So do you spend, sometimes you have to be in a wheelchair, don't you, Marcia?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And is that for a long time, or is that just from time to time?
It can vary. It can be for a couple of weeks. It could be for a couple of months. Days. It could be days here and there.
Yeah.
So it can vary quite a bit.
And how often do you both, Marcia and Jordan, either of you can answer this, of course, how often do you have to go to the hospital or for appointments to doctors or specialists?
I would say for me, it's around about every 3 months.
With me, I'd say it's around the same.
So. And is that difficult? Are you just used to it now?
Used to it.
Definitely yeah. Used to it. It can be complicated when you miss school. But
yeah.
Do you get lots of people at school asking you questions about what's wrong or why are you having to go to the hospital all the time?
It can be quite challenging for me because I go to a school that's majority of blind people. I do get a lot of questions of why am I not in? Why am I being so slow at times? There's loads of different days, obviously, because they can't see if I'm in my wheelchair at school. They can't see that, so they won't know that I'm either trying to be slow or if I'm walking slowly, it'll be because my bones are hurting or I'll be on crutches. So it can be quite hard at times on that half of it.
So even though you're a specialist school, you still feel that people ask lots of questions? And
definitely at times, yeah.
And what about you, Jordan? Are you at a specialist school or are you in mainstream?
I'm in a mainstream school at the moment, which ain't really helping with, like, what I need help with, like, seeing in lessons and in case, say my knee dislocates if I'm in school or out. So, which...
And has your vision for either of you changed at all as you've got older? Or does it change when you're in more pain?
Definitely, especially when we've got older. I would say for both of us on this one, my left eye has deteriorated a lot. It's getting to the point now where even the glasses that have been prescribed by the opticians, I must have got them a good 3 or 4 months ago, not even that. And my eye is blurry even looking through my glasses, so it's deteriorating very quickly as my left eye.
Do you worry about the future and what you're going to do when you get older as well?
At times, but luckily, hopefully, because I've got a cataract slowly moving to the middle of my eye, hopefully it'll be removed soon when it gets closer to the middle of my eye. So hopefully that'll make it a little bit better, but I do worry quite a bit about my future because I've not been able to hear, and that's deteriorating, and because I've not been able to see, and my bones, it gets quite worrying at times.
So I believe
about you've
got...
Jordan?
Oh, sorry.
Jordan, do you worry like Marcia does as well?
Yeah, because like Marcia said with cataracts and all that, and it could be the that we could the operation could go wrong and you could lose the sight in that eye, or anything else like that could have happened. You could lose the sight in the eye, and obviously not best of situations.
So Marcia, I believe you've got some definitions of sticklers, because you and your mum have been to a conference, haven't you, recently?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to read those for us?
Yes. They're mainly on what the... Do you mind, Jordan, sitting on my definitions? They're mainly on what stickler syndrome actually is. Syndrome.
Okay.
Excuse me. So one of the things it has says that Stickler syndrome is named after Dr. Gunnar B. Stickler, who defined the condition in 1965. He named it hereditary progressive arthropathy, but colleagues called it Stickler syndrome.
Well, that's probably easier
for them.
Yeah.
A lot. And my other definition I have on one of my other leaflets, there's actually 3 bullet points to this one. The first one is an inherited autosomal dominant disorder that affects the body's collagen in both sexes, resulting in characteristic abnormalities of the vitreous gel.
Vitreous, I think.
Well done.
That one. The other bullet point says, within a family, 50% chance of any children born can be affected, and symptoms and severity are variable. There's actually a side thing to that, that actually Stickler syndrome affects around 1 in 7,500 to 9,000 newborn babies.
Wow, gosh. So if we come back to your mum, if we come back to Natalie, when you, as Marcy has grown up, have you been told that you know, about deterioration, and are there any treatments or anything like that?
Marcia and Jordan both had cryotherapy to freeze the retinas when they were 4 years old, I think they were. Four and a half. They both had cryotherapy to freeze the retinas to give them more chance of the retinas staying in place, basically, because the biggest thing with Stickler's is detached retina.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cryotherapy stops the retina tearing from the outside inwards rather than from the inside outwards. So it stops the major tears rather than the smaller tears.
Right.
Apparently. So they've had that done. And then there isn't really much else they can have done until, both of them can have facial surgery later on. Marcia, I think they're just waiting. She's got an appointment very soon, actually, to go and see her cleft lip and palate specialist, and he's going to decide whether they're going to operate on her nose and her jaw. And I can't remember for the life of me what the small jaw's called. Micronethia, I think, something like that it's called, which means it's small jaw. And they'll decide whether they'll operate to push her jaw forwards and to rebuild the bridge of her nose. But so far, they've said that everything looks small but okay. So,
right.
And I'm not quite sure what they've decided with Jordan, because I don't think he sees his lip and palate team anymore, do you? So, unfortunately.
So, is there anything with the joints or anything? Is there anything with that side of it that they can help with? Are there any treatments for that, or is it a case of just kind of carry on and get on with it the best you can?
It is a case of just getting on with it. Painkillers until the age of around 35 to 40, when joints will be replaced and things.
Right. So that is an option then. But
Yeah. Marcia's rheumatologist said the other week that she could expect by the age of 40 to have had both her knees and maybe hips replaced. So.
Right. Gosh, that's a lot of surgery, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
So with the conference that you've just been to, did that include lots of meeting new other parents or the families that have got sticklers? How helpful was that?
It was very helpful, actually. It was brilliant. It was really good. It's the first one that's been in 5 years. And it was the Stickler Syndrome Support Group ran the conference.
Mm-hmm.
A lady called Wendy Hughes was the founder of the Stickler Syndrome Support Group. And it was great meeting other parents, even other children. Actually, was really nice meeting other children with it. And seeing the difference between there's such major differences between children with sticklers. Because one child can have it and not have anything wrong with their eyes. Mm. Another child can have it and have absolutely nothing wrong with their joints. Or they can have them all. Or they can have just the eyes and just the ears. Or they can have the joints and blah, blah, blah. And there's apparently 9 different variations of it.
Wow. That's variety.
We, our other little girl did have sticklers, but she had... the variant where there was nothing wrong with her eyes, but there was with her joints and her ears. So, as far as I knew, there was nothing wrong with her eyes. So, at the age that she was, so it is major difference between the children that can have it.
And what sort of support do the Sticklers support group offer?
They offer. I can't think of the word.
They're like meetups regularly.
Yes.
Online,
yeah, they do.
Support?
They have online support. They've got a website. They've got a helpline that I think it's still run by Wendy Hughes. And just general, lots of information for specialists that they can send out. And parents, but mainly specialists, because it's specialists that haven't heard of the condition. When a child's born with it, they panic because quite often a child with sticklers will have sleep apnea as well. Right. And that's sort of there right from being a baby, right up until they're elderly, really. So
if somebody wanted to, if they didn't know about the support group, how could they contact them?
I think it's www.sticklerssyndromesupportgroup.net, is it, Marcia?
No. www.stickler.org.uk.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry. www.stickler.org.uk.
Brilliant. So what's the future? I know that we interviewed Marcia last week, and that interview will go out very soon. Marcia is into singing and everything musical, really, and the hope is that she goes to music college, isn't it? What about Jordan? What's the hope for Jordan?
Jordan wants to go and study
Level 2 veterinary care.
That's it, animal veterinary care, don't you? Level 2. So he's looking forward to applying for colleges very soon, aren't you?
Yep.
Fantastic. Well, thank you all very, very much for telling us about Sticklers and about your experiences with it. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.